10 Ways You Are You, Chapter 10, Find. Now for the last way, it balances seek. That is the way of find. It's about how we find, get to know, and connect with other people and make friends. The first person you got to know was your mother, right inside her tummy. When you were born, you met her on the outside. Then you may have started to meet the rest of the family. Since then, you have got to know and make connections with all sorts of people, especially at school. You make connections with people in different ways. Some you just get to know briefly. You may get to know your neighbours as playmates for longer. People you meet at school may remain friends for a very long time. You may not like some of the people you meet. When you get to know people, you need to find out about them. This will take time. You need to listen and watch. As you chat, you need to give them clues that you are listening and understanding them. You also need to tell them about yourself, and you must do that truthfully. If you want to make good friends, it's important to be honest about yourself. To do that, you must like yourself. God made you as you are, and no one is perfect. So don't pretend to be what you are not, and don't expect your friends to be perfect. We all have faults. I wonder how many friends you have. Some of us don't have many because we like to be alone. Other of us need friends. Many of us, when we grow up, will want to have one special friend during life, and so we maybe get married. Whatever our circle of friends, we must treat everyone with respect. We should try to include everyone and not anyone who wants to be friends. Jesus shows us how to be friends. He was friends with everyone. That did not mean he liked everything they did, but he loved everyone. One of the most important things he taught was that we should forgive people, even our enemies. It's very difficult to forgive people and love enemies, but that's what Jesus told us to do and showed us how to do it. His Spirit living in you and me can help us to do that. If we let him live within us, then we can love everyone, even if we don't like them or what they do. The Bible describes God's love like this. It's when we are patient, kind, forgiving, content, modest, helpful, humble, brave, polite, truthful, protective, hopeful, trusting, honest, persevering, and faithful. Wouldn't it be a wonderful world if we could all be like that? Jesus, when he walked on earth, was a friend to everyone and anyone who wanted to be his friend. We can also be a friend to us now in his Spirit. You just have to ask him. So that is the last pair of ways you are you. We have to seek and make friends with who we are inside ourselves, in body, mind and spirit, and also find and make friends with other people outside. And we do that by loving as Jesus taught us to love.